Okay, so we are up to Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. Okay, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, Edayin Daniel Le Vaisei Azal. So we are in the middle of this very fascinating story where Daniel Pasuk Yud Zayin, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. So let's recap. The king had a dream. The king doesn't even remember what the dream was. Nebuchadnezzar doesn't remember his dream, so he summons all of his wise men, the four different categories of wise men, including the kastim, and he tells them, I had a dream, I do not remember the dream, and I do not know the interpretation, and I want you to provide me with both, the dream and its interpretation, and if you do not do so, I will cut you into pieces. And the servants say to the king, you're asking us the impossible. There is no way in the world we can reveal what goes on in your mind. Even the angels. No, he said the angels can reveal such a thing. Well, according to Rashi, Rashi told us Aaron, if there was a Beis Hamikdash and there was Urim Betumim and there was a Kohen Gadol, then there would be hope for you. But you have destroyed the Beis Hamikdash because we advise you to do so. So there's nothing we can do for you. You're asking us the impossible. And the king says, I'm not taking that for an answer. And he gives the order to Aryoch to execute all of the wise men. As the executioner is being carried out, Daniel is also summoned for execution. And he says, my high, what did I do? And he's told, well, no one can provide can provide the king with his dream and its interpretation, and therefore you have to be killed as well. Daniel says to Aryoch, tell the king that we will provide him with the dream and its interpretation. Give us some time. So Aryoch goes to the king, and the king says, okay, I'll give you time. I'll give Daniel some time. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Edayin, then. After his request was granted, there was a stay. Daniel, Levaisei Azal, he went to his home. Ulechananya Mishob Azaria, Chavrohi Milso Hida, and to his friends, Hananya Mishob Azaria, he Milso the matter, Hoida, he made known. He made the matter known to these two. To Hananya Mishob Azaria, what is about to happen? They're about to be killed, and what they have to do? They have to do the impossible. Pasuk Yud Ches, Verachamin, prayer. Lemiva means to request min kodam before Elo Shemai before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They began to daven. They began
Gemara word.
What? Boi to request, to ask. They asked for mercy before Hakadosh Baruch Hu min kodam Elo Shemai before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the God of the heavens. Al Rozodina. With regard to this secret, dina means this, riza means secret. With regard to this secret, so that lo yehovdun, they should not be given over. Daniel v'chavrohi and his friends im shor chakimei bavel, with the other wise men of Bavel, they should not be given over for execution. They asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please have mercy on us, inspire us, put in our minds the dream and its interpretation, so that we will not be executed with all of the other wise men of Bavel. Pasuk Yites Edayin, I think this is the most popular word so far, the word Edayin. Then at that moment in time, l'Daniel b'chezva dilel, you're in a dream. Okay, that is bechezva means in a vision. Bechezva in a vision. Dilel, now this is very interesting because we don't have this idea in Yeshaya. And Yeshaya on the Nevi'im, we don't have that they had visions and dreams. It could be they did. Chazal, they had, but the visions are Chazoin Yeshaya ben Amos. It's a vision. It doesn't say that he went to sleep. In fact, the Medrash says that the Yeshaya was unique. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu, where he saw his visions in a state of consciousness. He was aware of what he was seeing, and he was fully awake and conscious. Other prophets, they passed out. But when they passed out, it wasn't a form of a sleep. It wasn't a dream. So Daniel saw the dream in his own. It's a very interesting idea. You learn about someone else's dream in your own dream. See, it's an interesting idea. A dream in a dream.
Like a picture within a picture.
Exactly. Did you ever have a dream that you were dreaming? People have such dreams. Or did you have a dream about someone else's dreaming? Or in this matter, I'm having a dream. What What was the dream that Paro, that Nebuchadnezzar had? Edayin l'Doniel b'chezva, in a vision, dilelia, of the night, which simply means he was asleep. Raza gali, the dream was revealed. I'll just tell you a very quick word from Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok is, why do we stay up the entire night Shavuos? I once told this to you. Why do we stay up the whole night? Because we're trying to be mesaking, make tikkun for what happened at the time of Matan Torah. But Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael overslept. Moshe Rabbeinu had to come around and wake up Klal Yisrael. Don't you know that today is Matan Torah? What are you sleeping late? You should be standing by Har Sinai. Why is everyone sleeping? So what was the Havamina? Why indeed was everyone? Why? How could it happen that Klal Yisrael is sleeping? They're sleeping late in Matan Torah. So Rav Tzadok says because Klal Yisrael made a mistake. They were under the impression that Matan Torah would be in a dream, in a form of prophecy. And prophecy, at least at the time, for the average man, was given over in their dreams, during their sleep. So Klal Yisrael went to sleep the night of Shavuos, that today is Matan Torah, it's Zvav or Zayin Sivan, the date that was really Zayin Sivan. Today you're going to receive the Torah. Hashem is going to come to you. He's going to reveal Himself. Oh, we're all going to be prophets. 600,000 prophets. So we have to go and prepare ourselves for prophecy. When do you receive prophecy? In your dreams. So they all went to sleep. They were sleeping, expecting Hashem to come to them in their dreams. And Moshe says he's making a big mistake. Matan Torah is in a higher madrega. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the Torah will be when you're awake, not when you're sleeping. A higher level. But Rav Tzadik explains in the fasting of Tzadik, what their Havamina, how was it that they were sleeping? And we reenact this by recognizing that the Gilui of Matan Torah was so great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael in a conscious state while we were away. But over here, Daniel saw the interpretation, Jim, the interpretation, Lela Beraza Galei, in his sleep. The secret was revealed. A dying then, Daniel, Borich le'eloko Shemaya, Daniel blessed Hashem. Now here we're going to the very familiar blessing. He gave Shevach v'choydo to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was the mechaber of the Nusach, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam Ulyolmei Olmaya. Onei Daniel v'Omar. That's not so simple because really Yaakov Avinu.
Did someone specifically say that was
the Nusach of Shevach? Well, the Pasuk says, let's see the words of the Pasuk first. But really, there's a Medrash that Yaakov Avinu said Yehei Shmei Rabba. Where does Yehei Shmei Rabba come from? When Klal Yisrael said Baruch, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to Klal Yisrael Achris Hayam, the Kates Hayam, in the end of days, so Yaakov Avinu was about to reveal the end of days, and what happened suddenly? All of a sudden, the Shekhinah departed. Hashem did not want Yaakov Avinu to reveal to his children the Kates. When Moshiach would come, what would happen? Be Acharis Hayomim, at the end of days. So Yaakov Avinu was disturbed. How could this possibly? Why is the Shekhinah suddenly departing from me? Yaakov suspected that his children had sinned, or there are sinners among his children. So he accused them. And they all said to their father, Chas v'shalom, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's when they umachaber the pasuk, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. All of us are in the same frame of mind. We're mekabel ol malchus shamayim. There's only one God. We're all maminim b'nei maminim. We have no problem. How did Yaakov Avinu respond? So there are conflicting midrashim. The more common midrash is Yaakov Avinu responded, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Lo'ed. But there's another midrash. I didn't prepare the midrashim today, but there's none that says Yaakov Avinu responded, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Li'olam Uli'olmei Olmaya. That was his response. I was saying Kaddish to my father, so I spent some time learning about Kaddish. And the Ika part of Kaddish to say Yehei Shmei Rabba. And where does it come from? It comes really from this Medrash, Yaakov Avinu. He responded. One version is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, and the other version is Yehei Shmei Rabba. But really, they really capture the same theme. But Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach L'Olam L'Olam Maya is really, in essence, if you think about it, the same thing is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. May the on his honor, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lioli, same thing as Yehesh Merava Mavarach. It's in essence the same theme, but there are different midrashim. But here we see in this pasuk Kemat the actual. Now that's a medrash. Midrashim, you have to study midrashim where they come from. Certain midrashim is a very obviously very difficult topic. Where the midrashim come from? How literal are they meant to be, or are they more? They more capture the moment. There are words that Tanoim and even earlier people than Tanoim have taken and captured the essence of what was taking place at that point in time. Are the actual words and stories that are related in the Medrash accurate, exactly how it happened? There's a very big debate. Some will tell you yes, and some will tell you no. They're more of mishalim, they're more capturing the theme of what was allegorical metaphors.
But as long as, you know, you don't categorize Midrashim as allegorical.
They're all different. You can't categorize. You cannot generalize. Some midrashim, of course, are to be taken literally, and some are to be taken more on the tzad of metaphors. Yes, they're conflicting midrashim. 100%. There are conflicting midrashim. So, when Yaakov Avinu, what did he say? Manavshach. Yaakov Avinu, his children, the children, he said, what's going on? Why did the Shekhinah depart? The Shekhinah has left me. I cannot reveal to you the Ketz Hayamin. What's happening? They said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Did they actually say those words? So we, Stama, yeah. We assume yes, right? Why not? Why not? Then what did he respond? So, one of them, he said both. Did he say both? Did he say one? Did he say the other? Maybe he said something totally different, and Chazal have come along and have explained to us this is what he said. If we were actually there, maybe he said something different. Maybe he gave a whole drasha. He gave a drasha for 20 minutes. And Chazal have come along and they have condensed, given us a synopsis of his drasha. And the synopsis, we don't know, obviously, but over here, look at Daniel. Ane Daniel, Vyamar Daniel, after this dream was revealed to him, he spoke up, he raised his voice, and he said, Lehevei, let it be, Shnei, the name, Di Eloko, of the name of Hashem, the name of God, Mivarach, it should be blessed, Min Olma, from this world, the Ad Olma to the next world, from all of time, from beginning of time to end of time, what will take place in the next world. So you see over here this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name doesn't say Shmei Rabba, but it says Mivarach Le'olam Ul Yomel Maya. You find over here the same essence, the same theme as the Yehei Shmei Rabba in Ksuvim. You don't have this. I don't think you have this anywhere else. Okay, that the Medrash doesn't come to Pasukim Ksuvim. Pasukim Ksuvim is more authoritative than a Medrash. And you have the essence of the Yehesh Merabah right here. It's a fascinating thing that when you're saying Yehesh Merabah, if you want to attach to this Pasuk, what is it? It's a Pasuk of a Tsar of Galus. You're in Galus, and there's a terrible tsara, it's right after the Churban, and your life is on the line, and the king is executing people right and left, and you get a few minutes, and you mispalel, and you survive by the skin of your teeth. A miracle happens. Hashem puts in your mind the machshava what to tell the king, and you survive by the skin of your teeth. And what is your hakara? How you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yehei Shmei Rabba. Do we think about that when we say Yehesh Merabah so many times a day? Do we relate this back to Daniel? I don't think so, but there's definitely something to think about. Yeah?
Isn't that Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is not said in the Kaddish? Here, Daniel is specifically there.
He says Elokah. He says Hashem's name. Yehesh Merabah. We don't say his name itself. I don't know the answer. It's a very good point. Why don't we actually say Hashem's name? Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shmei Rabah. How come we don't actually say Hashem's name? I don't know the answer. We refer to Hashem. But here in his Yehesh Shmei Rabah, he did indeed say Hashem's name. Again, but it's important to think about it. You say it so many times a day. Look, relate it to Daniel and try to extract what's the Musa for us today.
Really, very good on the Kaddish. And it really impressed me. I heard by Rabbi Shlomo Karmach. He says, why do we say after this tefillah, Kaddish, he makes? And also says, why this tefillah? So he says, it's interesting. If the mace is up in Shemayim and now is seen the godless book of Shemayim, the mace can come down and say,
That's what he would say.
Praise HaKadosh Baruch.
Uh-huh.
He can't. The Mason.
So we do it for him.
So we're saying it for him. So it's Kaviyoko, as if you're...
You're speaking on his behalf. You're speaking. Beautiful idea. Very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice. So good derech. So good derech. By the way, I got a picture in the Flapper Shu's journal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Of the morning koilal. Seen Sefer Yeshaya.
Seen Yeshaya. That's also.
Yeah.
Mr. Axelrod sent it in.
The same one?
No, different. Different picture.
The one on the website. Also.
So the picture of the table.
Which design?
Website of what?
Morning Coil.
Morning Coil.
Okay, Eshkach to you. On a Daniel Yamala have a Shmei, di Elokom Mivarach min Olma, the Ad Olma. May Hashem's name be blessed from this world to the end, the other world. Adi chokhmesa ugivurta, his chokhma, the chokhma, the wisdom ugivurte, di chokhmesa ugivurte, di lehi. Wisdom and might belong to Hashem. All forms of wisdom that exist in this world, all forms of gevura, of might that exist in this world, are rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Chochma u'Gevura. Now let me see over here the Rashi. Rashi says, there is no Rashi. Okay, there is no Rashi on this Pasuk. See, I'm very happy that in this volume they have the Targum. So it's very good. Let me just read you what it says in the Targum. Targum Yonis Menuziel. Ana Daniel Vyamar Yihi Shem Elohim Mivoyroch Min Ho'ilam Vyad Oilam Asha Chachma Vihagvura Shalohi. Okay, so this is.
How do you have a Targum Yonis?
Wait, this is not a Targum. You're right, I'm sorry. This is not. This. I'm sorry. This is a different Targum. Whose Targum is this? I do not know. I didn't notice this.
There's no such thing.
Okay, I did not, was not aware of this. I have to check into the Hakdama, where they put the pudding over here. I didn't realize this. Okay. Someone criticized, I used to use this to give a share number before, so he quit. Why I used, I love this edition. So he says, great, but the only thing is missing the Targum in Nevi'im Rishonim. In Nevi'im Rishonim, it's Takachu. Yonason Ben Uziel, it's fantastic. It has a lot of, but over here, I don't know.
It's
so over some, because it's all in Aramaic. You're right, okay. Okay, let's go further. The Pasek Chof Aleph. Vuhu Mahashne. Now, this is another very interesting idea. This is no get out to our times, to the elections. Vuhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From all the things that Daniel could have said at this point in time, in giving Shevach Vayot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he selected the following praise. Vuhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahashne Idonaya Vizimnaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the times. He's Mishane the Zmanim. Now, what does it mean Mishane the Zmanim? Look at the Rashi first.
Okay.
What's Mahad? Vuhu Mahashnei Pasuk Chof Aleph. That's very further. There is no Rashi. I'm sorry. There is no Rashi on this part. Just he changes. Let's look at the Mitzvah. That's David. The Mitzvah. That's further in the Pasuk. That's further in the Pasuk. So one thing at a time. First is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He changes the Idonaya Vizimnaya. Let's look at the Targum. The Mitzvah. That's David. Mahashnei Mishanehu Itim VeHazmanim. Okay, he doesn't give more of an elaboration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the times, which simply means Hashem changes from day to night, from night to day, the seasons, from spring to fall, so on and so forth, winter, summer, exactly. Machlif as Zmanim, Mshanim, Mshanim, Sa'itim, Machlif as Zmanim, this also will be borrowed from the Nusach of the Davening, appears similarly comes from the Nusach of Doniel, what we say it in Hebrew, Hashem changes the day to night, night to day, and Hashem changes the seasons of the year. And then he says something very interesting, Me'day Malkin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes. Okay, Me'day Malkin, he removes kings, Umehokein Malkin, and establishes kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the world leaders throughout history. When Hashem decides that this leader no longer is fit to rule the world, That's it. It's curtains. Hashem causes his leadership to come to an end. And Hashem appoints someone to take his place, a new leader to take his place. So, Mehadei Malkin, he removes kings, Umehokei Malkin, and establishes kings. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Mehadei Meisir Malkin, Al Shehevin Mitech Achlina. Why? So Rashi says something very important. Why is Daniel giving this as the Shevech Vaidah? So this is a fascinating insight into Rashi. He's giving insight into the prayer. Daniel is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. His praise relates to what he saw in his dream, in his vision. He saw the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, and he saw its interpretation. And we're going to learn soon, we're going to learn later, that the dream was all about the four, the Dalet Malchios, who will take over after Nebuchadnezzar, after his Malchus comes to an end, after 70 years, three generations, Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, and Belshazzar, who will be the next king? Which nation will take its place? Modai, Paras, Yavan, Edom, Yishmael. So the dream and the interpretation relates to the new leaders and kings of the world. That is why now when he's praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, his Shevach relates to the vision that he saw. Meisir Malkin al Shehevin. Rashi says, because he understood it's going to come to an end after 70 years and be replaced by Modei Paras, that is why he praised Hashem in regard to this matter. That's a very interesting thing. Okay, let's go further. And then he goes on to say, Yohev Chochmasol Lichakibin, Hashem gives wisdom to the wise. Umandeo, mando is another word of wisdom, means das. Mando comes from deo. Right. Das, liyode vina, to those who know understanding. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you only give, this is a medrash, you only give, look, let me read you the medrash. Okay, this is, and it's not a medrash, the Gemara Brachas. On Daf Nun Hey, coming up very soon. Daf Nun Hey, this is, we already had this. Today is Nun Ches. Yes. So this was a few days ago. Yoiv Chachma Sol L'Chakimin V'chi HaChachamim Tzrichim Chachma. Do the wise, I'm reading it from the Gemara, do the wise in Chachma. Amen Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nois in Chachma El Mi Sheyesh Boi Chachma. Hashem gives Chachma to a person who has Chachma. Shenemar, this Pasuk. Yoiv Chachma Sol L'Chakimin U'mande Olu Yadavina. Shama Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava. V'yam Kamei Dravavahu. Amulei Atun Mehosam. You learn this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives wisdom to people who are already wise. We have a pasuk in Shemos. With regard to building the Mishkan, Hashem gives chachma to a person who has chachma because they know how to deal with it. How do you get to start with? Aha. Uh-huh. That's yeah. Yiras Hashem. Ah, very good. Reish is chacham. Very good. Reish is chacham. Yiras Hashem. Beautiful. Okay, let's go further. So over here, Yav Chacham Sol Hakimin Umanda Aliyah Devina. Therefore, Hu Goli Pasuk Habeis. Hu Goli Amikasa. Wow, it's really pouring out there, huh? Hu Goli Amikasa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu reveals Amikasa things that are deep. Oimek, the depths. Umisat Rosa, secrets. Yoda, mysteries. Yoda, ma. Sorry, those two words go together. Hu Hashem, gole amikosa, umisat Rosa. Hashem reveals secrets and mysteries to those that he selects. Next, Yoda mo bachashocha. Hashem knows what is in the dark. Unehoiro, and light, ime sherei, with him resides. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is or, and Hashem knows what is hidden in the darkness, and he reveals to those that he wants to reveal the secrets. So the Daniel of is referring to himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed to me the secrets. He has revealed to me what is in the mind of Nebuchadnezzar. Those are the Amikasa, Umis Satrasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the dark. Okay, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Loch, he continues his Shevach, Loch to you, Eloh, Eloh, Ka, Eloh, you Hashem, Avohosi, my father, you are the God of my father, Mehodei Umishabach, I praise. Mehodei means Hoidah. recognition, umeshabach praise. I give recognition and I give praise. Ano I di chochmeso ugivurto yahavli, because you Hashem have given me wisdom and strength. Gevura. What is the gevura? The gevura. So the mitzvah doesn't mean physical might. This is an interesting idea. It means hiskabrus koyach haseichel. That's a very deep idea. That your mind, you're able to overcome difficulties in your mind. A person has, there's a weakness of intellect, will, right? Will, it's seichel. There is a weakness in the mind, and a person has to overcome that weakness. Not a gevura of physical strength, a mental gevura, a willpower to overcome difficulties. So you've given me chokhmah u'gevurta, yahavti, you've given to me u'che'an. And now, Khan means at this point in time, Hodatani, you have made it known to me, Di ve'ein l'minoch, what I have requested from you, Di milas, because, Di milas malka, Hodatenu, because you have revealed to me, Hodatenu means to reveal, you have made known to me, Di milas, Di means the word, the matter of the king. The matter of the king, the Nebuchadnezzar, his dream and his interpretation, you have made known to me, and therefore I give you all of this lavish praise. So we have here a holy psukim, a very lavish praise of the Daniel, starting from Pasuk Chaf through Pasuk Chaf Gimel, three psukim of Daniel giving the Kodesh Baruch Hu lavish praise for revealing to him the dream and its interpretation. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Kol Kovel Dono. Because of this, Ba'avur. Okay, this is an expression. These two words go together. Kol, these three words go together. Dona means this. Kol kavel means ba'avur. Because of this, because Daniel now knew the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar and its interpretation, Daniel, al, he entered al Aryoch. Two times with al. Al means he entered. Al means to Aryoch. He entered to Aryoch. And the second al is attached to the Aryoch. He entered to.
Well, the first one is Allah.
Allah, right, he came upon. Yeah. El, to.
Went up to.
Went up to. So that the first is Al is being used, he went up. Al Aryoch to Aryoch. Di Mani Malka. What?
Rashi is good, if you look at the
Yeah.
Seconds with an Aleph. No.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, this, okay, No, my Rashi, I have both are two ayins. So I don't know, okay, I have a my, it doesn't mean anything. I don't know, we have to know which one is accurate. Okay, it's interesting, I don't know. In the Psukim, at least, it seems everyone agrees that the Girsa is Daniel al Aryoch. Daniel entered to Aryoch. He was the chief executioner. Deem, who is the Aryoch? Now, it's interesting, it's a little bit strange why the Pasuk has to remind us, because we already know this. We already a few times, but the Pasuk repeats, Deem, Mani Malko lehoivodo lechakime bovel. Who the king, who? Mani appointed, Malko the king, lehoivodo, means to cut into pieces. Lechakime bovel, the wise men of Bovel, Azal, period. So now that Daniel knew the interpretation and the dream and its interpretation, he entered to Aryoch. Who was Aryoch? He was the chief executioner. Azal, he entered. And a third word, Al. Now it says again, Azal. He entered, he came close. V'chein Omar Le, and the following he said to him, L'chakime Bovel Al Tehoived. Do not kill, do not destroy, do not cut into pieces the wise men of Bavel. I have an answer. I know the dream. I know the interpretation. Ha'ilni, bring me in, bring me up, kadam, before Malka the king, ufishra, and the interpretation of Malka, achave, I will speak. Yagid, I will reveal, I will speak the interpretation of the dream. What is very interesting here about this pasuk, I don't know the answer, is why did he only mention the interpretation? Why the king demanded the dream and its interpretation? So the answer must be that the ikar, the thing that the king really wanted was the interpretation. Dream without the interpretation was meaningless. So over here he's talking tachlis. I not only can provide the king with the first request, the dream, I can also provide him with the interpretation. And the king only wanted this wise men to tell the dream as a proof that they are honest, that they really have skills in knowing how to interpret the dream. So the Daniel basically says this expression of the interpretation covers the dream and its interpretation. Pasuk Chof Hey, Edayin then, Aryoich, Aryoch behis behala, in a state of confusement, a behala, in a panic, a behala, bewildered, you're rushed and confused. It has many connotations. Rashi, does Rashi give a translation? Bechipazon. Rashi says in a state of haste. And according to the Rashi says b'mehirus, swiftly, and the Mitzvah says b'chipazon. Okay, so Hanel l'Doniel kodam alka, he brought in. Hanel means he guided, he escorted. L'Doniel kodam alka, the number of the king, v'chein amale, and so he said, Aryoch issued the following statement to the king: Di, behold, hashkachas, it has been found, givar, a person, min b'nei golusa, from the exiles, from the Jewish people, di Yehud, a Jew. That sounds like a derogatory statement. Di Yehud, a Jew.
The Arabic.
Di Yehud, a Jew, believe it or not, from the golusa, di Yehud, di fishrol malko Yehoida, that can make it known to the king his interpretation. So I found a person that can provide. Pasuk Chavav. Onei Malkov Yama Lidoniel. The king spoke up and said to Doniel, Dishmei, who is Doniel? Dishmei Belteshazzar. As we remembered in the beginning of Sefer Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar changed his name. He changed his name from Doniel to Belteshazzar, because that was the name of one of the Babylonian idols. It was Bel is Baal. Bel means Baal. There was an idol called Baal, which was changed later to Bel. Tash. Tash means to guard. To guards. Atzar means the treasure. So it was this god that guarded the treasures of the Kastim. What were their treasures? Whatever it was. So they always looked to this god, that god will protect the nation of the Kastim. And that's why he was called Bel Tash Tzar. I think Rav Sally Golan says this interpretation.
But it could also be who protects the Tsar, who protects the emperor, the ruler.
The Tsar is the emperor?
Like a Tsar.
A Tsar, okay. Another idea.
That's why
could be.
More than once.
So this was the name that Nebuchadnezzar gave to Daniel. We don't find this name being used very, very much in Sefer Daniel, because that was, we mentioned from Sefer Yeshaya, V'nasati lohem yod v'shem v'ashalo ekares, that will never be cut off. That the guarantee was, even though that Nebuchadnezzar will try to change your name, I guarantee your name will never be changed, will not stick, and your name will always be called Daniel, not by the name of these foreign gods.
Here it's
Nebuchadnezzar speaking. So Nebuchadnezzar, right, the Nebuchadnezzar only wants to relate to him. He was insulted that a Jew, he has to come on to a Jew for the interpretation of his dream. So the first thing he wanted to say was, it's not in the zuchus of him being a Jew that he knows the interpretation. It's in the merit of my God, of the God the Avodah Zarah called Belteshazzar, because I, the Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was so wise and smart to change his name when he first came to this country to Belteshazzar. That's why he was blessed with this wisdom, and he's now able to provide me with my interpretation. So right away they're trying to twist. That's the derech, that's the midos of a guy. Anything good that happens to a Jew, they'll say, no, it's not because he's a Jew. It's not because of his God, because of himself. It's because we gave it to him. If you have a business, you didn't make it on your own. You didn't make it on your own. Someone did it for you. We gave it to you. The government gave it to you. It's not because of your zuchus. It's our zuchus. It's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar here is doing. Here you have a Jew, a Yehud. A Yehud. It's a derogatory statement. Yehud, the Yehud from the Golos. He's just he's an immigrant. He's an illegal alien. The Yehud. Worse than that, he's even a Jew. And he knows. So the Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to come on. How is it going to look in the media? How is it going to go off in the press? That a Jew, an illegal immigrant who's a Jew, is going to provide the king for the interpretation, is going to cause the issue of stay. It's because I changed his name to Belteshazzar. I gave him everything. He's on all my programs. And that's why he was successful. He changes them also. Sofnas paneach reveals the secrets. But there, it's sofnas paneach. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know for sure if we find it relates to an avodah zarah. Here, everyone jumps right away when the Nebuchadnezzar changes the name of Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. It's all for avodah zarah. By Paro, sofnas paneach means to reveal the secrets.
It's a description of Yosef.
Of his talents.
Yeah.
But it does not relate to avodah zarah, at least not simply from what we are familiar with. Okay, but you are making a very good point that we do find another parallel between Paro and Yosef, and Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, is that they did change their name. Okay, let's go further. Let's finish up. So one more time. On a Malkov Yamalunildi Shmei Beltishatzar. Haisoch? Is it true? Kohel means Yochol. These are two words which mean the same thing. Haisoch Kohel? Can it really be that you are able? Haisoch means can it be? Kohel, that you are able. Can it be that you are able? Lehodo usani, to make it known to me. Chelma, the dream. Dichazes, that I have seen. Ufishrei, and its interpretation. Now notice the change. Arioch tells the king, Daniel tells Arioch, I know the interpretation. Arioch tells the king, there is a person that knows the interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar says, is it true that you know the dream and the interpretation? What's going on? There is some change of, I'm warning you, it's not just the interpretation, it's the dream. Pasuk of Zayin. Arne, now Daniel here answers with an extreme humility. It's a beautiful, beautiful series of psukim. Arne, Daniel, Kodamalka, the Omar. Rozodi Malko Shoel, the secret that the king has asked, Lo Chakimin, Oshfin, Chartumin, and Gozrin. Now here is a whole new idea. When we learned originally there were four groups. Okay, if we go back to the beginning of Perek days, there's Kedai to see all these differences. I'm telling you, we'll bring in all these questions. I don't have any answers for you. I did do some preparation, but I still don't have all the answers to all these questions. But if you go back to the Vayomer Pasuk Beis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, so who did he call? Lachar Tumim, V'lo Ashofim, V'lam Chashvim, V'lakatzdim. Four groups. We spent some time on this. If you look very quickly in the Mitzudos David, who are the Char Tumim? Him Chachme HaTeva, the scientists, people that are bucking in global warming. They're going to provide all the solutions. V'yodim Himikra HaChalomas. And then we have the Ashrafim. Who are the Ashrafim? They're the doctors. They know that if you eat certain types of things, so it causes certain things, there's certain things, it causes you to dream. Maybe they have a solution how to bring out the dream. They're the doctors. Scientists and doctors. These are magicians. And the Kastim are the astrologers. Okay, so these are the four groups. Now, if you notice, here when Daniel says, so first of all, we forgot about the Chartumim. They're goners. Maybe they were already dead. Maybe they already were gone. The scientists, they're no longer here anymore. Now we're up to the Chakimim, the wise men. Oshvin, they survived. The Ashafim, they're still here. These are the ones that know how to... These are the doctors. The doctors are still around. The Chartumim are the scientists. He changes the order. First comes the Oshim, the doctors. Then comes the Chartumim. According to Mitzudas, this means the scientists. And now we have a new term. Doesn't appear before. The Gozrin. Who are the Gozrin? So let's see Rashi. Shemin Bal Kishuf. Some type of magician. Something similar to a Chartumin, the Mitzudos. Okay, I don't know the significance of this. Why all of a sudden the Kazdim disappeared? The Kazdim are gone. The astrologers, they're gone. What happened to them? I don't know. And we add to a new group the Chachomim, the wise men, and we keep the other and the Gozrin is a new group that has been, that reappears, and we change the order from the Chartumim Ashvim to the Ashvin to the Chartumim. So there's something very deep taking place here, which I don't know, but there's something to pay attention to, the change of order and the omission and the addition. So Yochlin le'hachavoyo le'malko, so we had the word le'hachavoyo means to speak, to express. They cannot reveal the request that you have made. Before we get down to business, let's make it clear that you have made an impossible request. There's no one in the entire world that can fulfill your request. Biram, however, but Isai, there is Eloh Bishmaya, a God in heaven, Golei Rozin, who reveals secrets, V'Hoidal Malka Nevuchanetzar, and he will make it known to the king Nevuchanetzar. Modi Lehevei BiAchris Yoimayo. So already Daniel begins in a very subtle way to tell him about his dream and to tell him the theme of its interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar knew from nothing. He didn't know what the dream was and did not know the interpretation. So right away he's telling him, first of all, you should know the request you made is impossible. But there's a God in heaven that can do the impossible. And he's going to tell you what it is. And let me give you a general introduction. Your dream relates to world affairs. What's going to happen? Ba'achris Sayamim, what?
The big picture.
The Achris Yoimaya, the end of days. And then he begins within the pasuk, it's a very difficult pasuk, the pasuk begins, Chelmoch, the dream, the Chesvei, Reishach, and the image. Chesvei means the vision of your head, Al Mish Kivach Dinahu, upon your bed. This is it. This is it. Now, what does this mean? So we'll read Rashi and Mishnah Mabur Beis. What it means is that you dreamt about what you were thinking before you went to sleep. You're a very successful king. You're very powerful. You have succeeded in conquering the entire world. Hashem has even allowed you to conquer Yerushalayim, which was the capital of the world. And you felt very secure in your malchus that your malchus will remain in your family until the end of the world. Which means it'll go to you, your son, your grandson, and you feel secure. That's what you were thinking about as you went to sleep. And Hashem put in your mind a vision that's not going to be like that. Your malchus, your reign on the world will only last 70 years. It will come a time when the malchus will come to, and let's see Rashi, the end of this pasuk. Rashi pasuk Chof Ches Biram V'Hoidah L'Malka Hu Galya Liros. Hashem has revealed to me the secret. Zeb Yal Yodah Hodiyah L'Melech, and through me it has made known to the king Ikr Chalomoy Be'asidus, what will happen in the future. Chelmach V'Chezer Reshach Al Mishkavach Asher Al Mishkav Chazehu. This was what you were Rashi learned the pasuk very simply. This is what you were dreaming about when you were lying down on your bed. I'm now going to tell you your dream, the Chesvei Reishach. There are two expressions, and there must be some significance. It's a dream, and there are the visions of your head. While you were lying down on your bed, while you were sleeping, Donachi, this is it. I'm now going to tell it to you. Let's look at the Mitzudas. He learns not like Rashi. Mitzudas Pasik Chof Ches. Pasik Chof Ches Biram. Very quickly. Aval Yesh Elokab HaShemayim HaMagala Sedas Vuhu Hoidia LeMelech Ma'asher Yeh B'Sef HaYamim Ucho Imer Hello, Ka Asher Hodiya Lucho Hu Goli Asad Azak of the Shparuch has revealed to me the dream. The Chesri Reshech Mashri Sabi Reshcha Vloy Bim what you've seen in your head, v'loy b'moichesh, not through feeling, uva'ayin, and in reality. What does that mean? Kiyim b'koyach hamedama, asher b'rosh, imaginary thoughts in your head. Ruach haloyim, it's an expression, it just means, the chesvei roshach just means it's an expression, it's something which you have seen in reality. It's something which you've thought about. V'kavol dov b'mishem b'snifadim, v'chin an mas'ever, al mishkavach, b'yoyscha al mishkavcha nirdam v'yashan, donohu, this is it. Because I'm thinking about something later on. That's going on. I made a mistake. I was referring to Pasuk Chaf Tes. Pasuk Chaf Tes, where he tells him that when you were sleeping, you were thinking about what's going to be at the end of days. Will your Malchus last forever? And Hashem has come to you and told you, no, it will not last forever. That's really in Pasuk Chaf Tes. But here, Daniel opens up and says, I'm going to tell you the dream. Your dream relates to what will take place in Achris Hayonim. And let me tell you the dream. Here is the dream. Before we get to the interpretation and the way he describes dream is with two expressions, chelmach, your dream, v'chezvei reishach, the visions in your head. When did this happen? When were you dreaming? When did you have these visions? It's not when you were daydreaming, it was when you were lying down flat, horizontal, al mishkevach, on your bed, denohu, here it is. Chavtes begins the dream, and we'll stop with this.